that's not Jennifer.
Blog Talk Radio.
I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, calling to you live from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. I have with me today my co-host, Jennifer Carter from EmpoweringWomenInBusiness.com, and I am so excited about our guest today, Jennifer.
I hear it in your voice, and good morning, good afternoon to you. It's great to be here today. Why are you so excited about our guest today?
I have wanted to interview this guy for so long, it's not even funny.
Mm-mm. Well, I have wanted to interview this guy ever since you introduced me to him and told me all about him, because he is a powerhouse broker of powerhouse people, which is what, you know, if you're going to interview people, you might as well go straight to the top, right?
Absolutely. He is a guy that really embodies everything that I am all about. And our guest today is none other than Ken MacArthur, the founder of JV Alert Live and the Impact Event and Impact the Book and so many other things. I can't even count them all. Welcome, Ken.
It is so great to be here with you guys. It is just a tremendous opportunity for me. You know, I always get love to get a chance to see you in person, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again at JV Alert Live in Washington, D.C. That's coming up real soon. But it's fantastic to be with you here today. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am so looking forward to JV Alert Live this time in D.C. because I am bringing a huge group of people with me.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic.
I think I have about 20 people that are coming with me, and they all want to have another birthday party for me this year, so I promise I'll be on time this time.
That's right. No accidents on the way.
No. We're leaving a whole 6 days to drive a 1.5-day trip. If we don't make it on time this time, something is massively wrong.
Well, that's great. I'll look forward to it.
Good. Well, 2 weekends ago, I did a weekend workshop called the JV Systems Workshop, and I invited everyone who attended that workshop to attend JV Alert Live with me. And this Sunday, we've got a follow-up call to that workshop so that I can prepare them for getting the JV Alert Live and really doing a bang-up job of networking while they're there. And as you and I have talked about JV Alert Live, we want to do some different stuff with JV Alert Live this time, and I've seen some of the stuff you've been doing on your blog in preparation for it, and I'm excited about it. So why don't we start there? What's going to be different about JV Alert Live this time?
Well, you know, we've always had this tremendous family of people. You know, I always say that it's like a one-way door. If you come to JV Alert Live, it's the most welcoming family that you could possibly imagine. You know, so if you're just starting out, if you're just getting started, these are some of the most powerful marketers in the world, but they're also some of the most giving marketers in the world, people that will just open up their hearts and let you in. And what we've done in the past is we've had magic happen just by the fact that when we open up the doors and we let amazing people come in and spend time together to get to know each other, you know as well as I do that, you know, I probably average a couple hours of sleep a night all week long for JV Alert because I don't want to miss a second. And I've been going to the JV Alert Live for years. And I know
I think
that
I get maybe an hour a night myself, Ken, so I'm right there with you.
But the difference between this one and all of the other previous JV Alert Live events is the degree to which we're doing the proactive joint venturing. Because before, what we've always done is we've always had great world-class presenters, tremendous knowledge, experts from, you know, everything that you can possibly imagine. I tell people, you know, if you want to create a joint venture, build a team, need to have questions answered, you can't go wrong by going to JV Alert Live, because whether it's online or offline publicity or getting a book published or getting on Oprah, or whether it's, you know, getting your message out to millions of people who's using search engine optimization or paid advertising or any way that you want to do it, whether you want to create blogs, whether you want to use video, whether you want to use social media, that we have the experts, people like Gina and so many other people who come to this event that are truly world-class individuals that have world-class knowledge to share and open hearts to give it to you. But what
well,
we're doing...
You know, I go to 8 to 12 events every single year, and there's just a difference in the people at JV Alert versus any of those other events. The difference is really more in their willingness to be there for you. They're there to support you with open arms. And unlike so many of the events that I go to, it's not just a group of quote-unquote internet marketers.
Yeah.
You tend to attract people from all these different arenas, self-improvement arenas, different specialty arenas, online marketing, offline marketing. You just have the broadest audience that I've ever seen.
Well, it is an amazing group, and you know, we're broadening it out all the time. I mean, we have people from nonprofit organizations, from big business. You know, Mark Borsma has, you know, built his company up to $500 million, and he and Joyce Jackson are spearheading, you know, a group which meets every Tuesday night, in which we're creating joint ventures on the fly before the event, during the event, after the event. So this is a true before, during, and after kind of a thing. So many times you go to events, you get all fired up, and then you go away, and, you know, everything's still on the shelf. You aren't taking action. Well, we're getting you prepared before you get to the event, just as you are with your special group of people, to lock them in, to really teach them how to do joint ventures, because so many people think that they know how to do joint ventures, and they think that it ought to just be a piece of cake. But the truth is that there's really an art to creating successful joint ventures, and it really involves things like solving real problems, giving real value, actually doing what you say you're going to do, about thinking about other people first and being able to deliver for them, for how much value you can cram into everything that you do. Because as we know, it's all about value. It's all about giving real results, real solutions to real problems.
And what David Preston always says, I really love, because what David says is it's all about helping someone else get what they want so that you can in turn get what you want. And that's what JVs are all about. Don't worry about getting your stuff out there first. Don't get what you want first. Help someone else get what they want, and in return, you'll get more of what you want too. That's what true JVs are all about.
Exactly right. And that is so true, because who do you want to hang around with? You know, who do you want to spend time with? Who do you want to do business with? You want to do people who are thinking, you know, about you and your interests, who are concerned and have that heart to be willing to help each other out. We find at JV Alert that JV Alert just doesn't attract jerks. The truth is the people that are there are amazing. It's just amazing.
They really are. And, you know, I think I've brought more people with me to JV Alert Live than any other event I attend ever. And by far, every single one of them tells me over and over again that once they are going to JV Alert, they see an enormous increase in their business. They almost get addicted to JV Alert, so that if they can't make a JV Alert, they're really disappointed in it, because they know that means they're going to lose money in the end. And that's something that I can't say about any other event, Ken.
Well, you know as well as I do that it's all about the relationships. And, you know, how much is one relationship worth? I mean, just think of a great friend that you've created at one of the JV Alert events, and then think about, you know, the bottom line of what that means. We know that it can have huge impact in terms of millions of dollars, because at JV Alert we've seen millions of dollars be produced through joint ventures. I mean, just in the last JV Alert, I've had four or five people that have come up to me and told me that they have done joint ventures in excess of $1 million, you know, from that event. And so you can imagine, you know, the things that I don't even hear about, people don't even tell me about. But that's not the whole point of JV Alert Live. You know, I've always been an advocate for helping people to make a decent living, you know. So if you're just starting out, I would really like to encourage people to, you know, be able to do the things that they want in their day-to-day life, to wake up and each day be able to accomplish the things that they want to do, to live in a way that they can go to their significant others, their loved ones, and say, I'm proud of what I'm doing, and when I get to the end of my life, I will know that I have lived, I've loved, I've made a difference. And if we can do those things and live in a decent way in which we don't have to worry each day about whether or not we're going to be able to support our family or our kids, if we're going to be able to do the kinds of things that we want to help others, then, you know, if we can lead a life in which we can do what we want to every day, get to the end of our life, and know that we've lived, we've loved, and we've made a difference, then that's a pretty good life.
Absolutely. And these million-dollar joint ventures that you're referring to, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. We're not talking about million-dollar joint ventures that are occurring between this successful business owner and that successful business owner. I can name at least a half dozen seven-figure JVs that have come out of JV Alert that involved people starting their business, and this is the first big thing that's happening for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I can name example after example of that. If we look back a couple years to when Lewis Burleson came with me to his first JV Alert, his second JV Alert, he was on the hot seat. And that's something else that's very different about JV Alert. It's not just a group of experts all getting up on stage one after another giving you a pitch. It doesn't happen like that at JV Alert. Are there presenters? Sure. But the audience has an opportunity to participate by getting onto the hot seat. And Lewis was one of those people that came up and presented his idea on the hot seat to a panel of experts, and I'm one of the panelists at almost every JV Alert, and gets up and does his presentation, and by the end of it, one of the experts got up and asked the audience, okay, who's in support of Lewis? Because at the time, he was working 3 full-time jobs. And every person in the audience put their hand up. And when he got done, he says, okay, now if you're really supportive of Lewis, I want you to stand up, take your other hand, put it in your pocket, get a card, come up, bring it up here to Lewis. And every person in the audience did. And within about 4 months, Lewis had quit not one, not two, but all 3 full-time jobs. And within 6 months of JV Alert, he had his first $50,000 month. And that was somebody who was not even making consistently $500 a month in his business when he came to his first JV Alert. So I just don't want anyone to get the misunderstanding that this only works if you've already got a successful business, Ken, because it isn't for just successful people.
Exactly.
It's for anyone who's really serious about building their business and making a difference at the same time.
That's right. And newbies ask me that all the time. You know, it sounds like, you know, most of these people are mid to high level internet marketers and people who have been, you know, earning a serious business online. And the truth is that we have lots and lots and lots of those people that come to JV Alert. But the other side of the coin is that if you're just getting start, this can short-circuit things so quickly for you. It can help you get through the roadblocks. You know, how many times have you worked on a problem over and over and over again, just not been able to find that solution, and somebody else can come up with that solution for you in just a matter of seconds? Well, that happens over and over and over again, especially on things like the hot seats, where people didn't even consider another possibility, that somebody coming from another range, another viewpoint, another outside, another realm of experience, they can latch onto something, draw something from their experience, from their knowledge, plug it into what you're doing, and just put you light years ahead. And, you know, that happens over and over and over again, where people say, you know, I've been struggling with this for months. I've never gotten past this roadblock. I just couldn't seem to get past the point of monetization. I just couldn't seem to get the product launched. I couldn't seem to get things finished. There was this missing hole. And what JV Alert Live does is it fills in the holes for these people.
Well, you know, I talk about that quite often, and I call it the concept of you don't know what you don't know. And so often you're stuck because of something you don't know. And it's going to take stepping outside yourself and going to other people to find that thing you don't know, because you don't even know what direction you can turn in. I know I have two people that I'm working with today because of the last JV alert in Orlando in February. One of them is a guy by the name of Corey who has a bunch of Facebook applications. He had 1.8 million people using his Facebook applications, but when we met at JV Alert, he did not even have one subscriber on an opt-in list.
Hmm.
Well, since February, just by showing him a few of the things that he didn't know, he's built a list of more than 42,000 opt-in subscribers that's making him money every single month. And he has not yet even gone to the 1.8 million people that he had to start with inside of Facebook. And another guy was a guy that was on the hot seat, Harvey. Harvey had a great idea and had this whole plan that he put out to the experts. And I think he got really picked apart badly while he was on the hot seat, but came out with new enthusiasm and really a much clearer direction for what he was going to be doing. And we took him from a plan that had him getting 3,000 to 5,000 visitors a week probably, to a plan that has him getting over 100,000 visitors a week within the next 90 days. Big difference, just because of the things that he learned at JV Alert. And those are some exciting projects to be a part of. They're not small, and yet for both of them, they're their very first products.
Yeah. So many times we forget that, you know. My very first info product was a little product, you know, called Info Product Blueprint. And most people, you know, when they start out and they think, well, I want to create an information product, they think, well, I'll create an e-book or maybe I'll do a DVD or something like that. And it doesn't have to be that small if you don't do it on your own. There's so many times that people think that if you want to do something right, you have to do it on your own. And the fact is that we can do so much more when we work together than we can when we're working alone. And that's what joint ventures are all about, those synergies that enable us to take things so much bigger. So Info Product Blueprint ended up being a huge, huge package, gives you a hernia when you try and lift it, kind of a package, you know, with a 689-page workbook step-by-step that covers absolutely everything under the sun about the creation of info products. But that wasn't done by me alone. That was done with a group of over 50 people who were top level experts. And that was my first experience of an info product. So people,
I didn't realize that was your first product.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So people think that they have to start off small. Well, that product sold for $1,500, basically $1,497 for years. And that is the kind of project that you can create by coming to something like JV Alert Live, because it widens your horizons. It makes you realize that you don't have to do everything by yourself and that there are other people that are there that can help you. I know so many people, you know, they think of it as a stretch, you know, to put out the money to show up to an event like this because there's expenses involved and you have to get there. But, you know, if I was down on my last dollar and I didn't have anything in the play and I was just, you know, trying to get by, you know, I think I would find a way, you know, to much as I did in my long ago youth, you know, move all the way across the country in a VW with no spare tire and just enough gas money to get me across the country so that I could be at an event like this, so that I could share with those people, to learn those experiences, to team up with them. Because you can turn that around. You know, Sterling Valentine, when he started out at the first JV Alert Live, he had no products done whatsoever. He had no joint venture partners. He had almost no list, you know, whatsoever.
And no relationships either.
Yeah, no relationships. Didn't really know anybody. And what he did was he went around at the first JV Alert, and he really tried to help other people. And by the end of that event, there were people swarmed around Sterling Valentine. We were able to take Sterling in a 90-day public challenge to see if we could get over $100,000 in 90 days, which he failed at miserably. But he did manage to get over $100,000 in 92 days, get more traffic than the White House on at least two occasions, build a list of 10,000 people. And that wasn't too shabby, because pretty soon he was speaking on world-class stages all over the country. doing amazing things, and he's been doing amazing things ever since. So that changes the life, you know, at the time, you know, whether when he was doing DJing on a riverboat, you know, his life changed. Pretty soon he was earning more money than he'd ever been able to earn up to that point, and he was doing it on a consistent basis.
Well, I had a conversation with a woman about this exact topic this morning, and here's what I told her. I said, you know, there's two ways to look at this. You can look at this as an expense, or you can look at this as a profit center. And this is a lesson that it took me years to learn in my own business. So really learn from my experience here, guys, because this is a biggie. I used to look at things like outsourcing as an expense. I used to look at seminars as an expense. Guess what? I was wrong. They are not expenses. They are profit centers. When you're really looking at it as a profit center as opposed to an expense, you're looking at the ways to make money directly from that thing that has an investment. And I see this over and over and over again with the people that I bring with me to JV Alert. Most of them go out, and in advance of getting the JV Alert, they'll go and do some plain affiliate marketing through mechanisms like articles and blogs, forums, things like that, to raise the money that they need just for their travel expenses. And that'll get them there, that'll cover their costs. But they then use the networking and the relationships that they build at JV Alert to go way beyond that. And if you really look at it as a potential profit center, and you look at how you can fund your way there and how you can use the relationships to profit further, you will see how much potential there is by going to seminars like JV Alert, outsourcing from, you know, soup to nuts, the things that you can outsource. And many times the things that you can do when you're at JV Alert allow you to barter with other people. So you've got a skill or a service that you can provide, so do they, and now you can exchange them, and you end up even saving yourself more than what it cost you to go there. I was amazed at what I learned when I first started looking at things like seminars and outsourcing as profit centers, because my business started growing so much faster. I didn't have to do all the work. It just, it boom, 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 and all this money would pour in. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at seminars like JV Alert. It's a profit center. It's certainly not an expense. If anything, it's an investment, but certainly not an expense.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do that, and I'm not talking about short trips. You know, it's easy for somebody in the Northeast to get, you know, over to JV Alert or to come up from Florida or something like that, because that's a quick drive or a quick flight, even coming across the country. But I've had people come from Poland or from the Netherlands or from Australia that were really, you know, just starting out, just trying to get by, didn't have a lot of extra money to spend. I've seen them do fire sales on the internet to generate the income to come. I've seen them do all kinds of things, you know. And when they get there, you know, so many people don't realize the opportunities that you have to make and create products right there live at the event.
Absolutely. We've seen that a lot.
If you have a video camera or a flip or one of those devices, or even just a microphone and a recorder, you can pick up so much great material. If you just have a single question that you want answered, you could turn out a product a day if you wanted to, and you can sell those products for years and years to come. And you can find the joint venture partners to help you promote those products right there live at the event. If they're going to be in the product, they can promote the product, and you can develop something that's really quality. And you can build in, and you can find the people to help you put that product together right at the event. If you walked into the space, and I just did this, Gina, at a live conference that I just did up in New York City, the Wealth Builders Summit. You know, I walked into a room of people that I didn't know at all. And they didn't know me, because this was a completely different kind of a market, you know. This was people from the real estate industry or from investment industry and stuff like that. And there I was to teach them about the internet and about creating joint ventures. I walked up to them and I said, basically, you know, would you like a demonstration of how you make money, you know, from nothing? And of course they said yes. And I said, well, who's here that will trust me, you know, with $100? And you know, you begin to wonder. You have to build the credibility, right? No, none of those people knew me. I told them a little bit about my background and what my beliefs were, but then somebody trusted me with $100. And then I said, well, I've got $100 here now, but I don't have anything to give her for the $100, right? So what can I do? And who has something of value that they would be willing to give this person that's worth at least $100? And person after person after person got up, and they were able and willing and eager to give that person so much value for that $100. Now I had $100, and I had done absolutely nothing except for to connect two different people. And you can do the same kind of things at JV Alert. You can find real problems out there, because there are real problems that need real solutions. And you can find at JV Alert people that have solutions to these problems. And if you put those people together, you can be part of something even bigger. And you can justifiably, you know, put yourself into that project and take a fair share of those profits, because those profits are out there to be made. And when you're creating real solutions and you're getting it to the people that need it, then you deserve to be compensated. And so many people don't even realize that you don't have to have anything. I took my wallet out of my pocket. I handed it to somebody in the audience and said, just hold this. We'll do this entirely without any money. And you can turn a profit from nothing just by connecting people.
So one of the guys that I'm really excited about that's coming with me to JV Alert is a guy that did a very similar thing a couple of years back. He simply connected people and used it to build a business that was a seven-figure business. Within 2 years, sold the business for more than $5 million. He had absolutely no assets when he started, had nothing that he could use, but he connected the right people to do the value, create the value for the customers, and it created such an amazing business that brought in $5 million. And he's out looking to do this for a second time. He's in the process of working on it right now, and he's coming with me to JV Alert to find more people to connect in the second business. And he hopes to sell this one for well over eight figures, so more than $10 million. And I can't wait to see what he does at JV Alert, because it's going to be fun to watch him.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. And there's so many people like that. I mean, we have people coming to JV Alert that, you know, that have been CFOs for billion-dollar companies. I mean, we're talking about companies like British Petroleum and things
yeah.
like that. And we have people who have finance backgrounds that can actually take companies public. So if you wanted to be the next Google or the next Twitter, you know, and you have an idea that's really worthy and really, really ready to go at that level, we have people that can help take people all the way to that kind of a level. So, you know, it's pretty amazing place to be, and it's just indescribable the potential that is there. You know, we were just talking on our joint venture group call this morning with Mark Borsman and Joyce Jackson about the overage of joint venture opportunities that we have right now, that people who don't have any joint venture possibilities really don't know how to get started. We're having to farm out joint venture projects to those people and to give those projects away to people, because there's so much that we just can't do, you know, that we can't do ourselves. And as the group grows and as more and more people come into it, there are more and more resources, more and more opportunities that are available. So people who get involved in those kinds of things right now, who get down to JV Alert and actually get into the process early, you know, they're going to have an exponential effect. You know, it's just like when I was starting out on the Internet and I had one of the very, very first research sites that ever existed on the Internet. And that site today has signups that come in every single minute. And it's because of the fact that I started that site so early. Even though I haven't promoted it for years and years and years, there's still people coming there every day. So moving early and taking action. You know, I was just talking a little bit ago about the fact that, you know, there is no time earlier than today to take action and to get started. And so many people in this uncertain economy are sitting out there and they're waiting and they're expecting things to get better or expecting things to get clearer so that they know what to do, because they hate to do anything in an uncertain time. But the truth is that it's just like buying a new car or a new house. As soon as you drive that car out of the dealer's parking lot and it's sitting there and it's exposed to the elements and it's exposed to the rain and the snow and the storms and everything else, if you aren't taking care of that, if you aren't taking action to make sure that that car gets taken care of and maintained, then it's rotting away piece by piece. And that's what's happening to so many people right now that are just frozen in that inactivity because they're not certain about what to do. If you aren't certain about what to do, if you're really feeling lost right now and you don't know what to expect and you think that the world is just going down the tubes in a handbasket or something, you need to get to something like JV Alert, because that can give you so much more clarity, because you can see all of the different possibilities out there and you can see yourself in those possibilities. You can grab on to the thing that suits you the best, that really works for you, and you can get started early, because right now is the time to get started. You know, people who go through times like depressions or recessions, if they're taking action, if they're doing the marketing now, they'll come out double on the other side. When things really start kicking off, you'll have exponential results.
Well, I've been trying to connect with you for the last couple of weeks, and we keep missing each other, but I didn't want to let things get too close to JV Alert. I had made you a promise back at the Impact event to help you get as many people as possible to JV Alert so that we could help facilitate joint ventures for them and really help them to grow their business. And I just want you to know that I actually have a few things in place that you don't even know about yet, ready and waiting for JV Alert Live to happen this time. One of those things is I have a new toolbar that I've built that will allow us to take all of these great opportunities for people and put it out to a toolbar that appears in people's browsers, so that as people are looking for JV partners that can help them to build their business, it can show them potential availability of, okay, we're looking for this and we're looking for that and we're looking for this. And they can find these opportunities so that they can kind of raise their hand and say, I've got that. Can I jump on board? And it works the other way, too. If you've got something that you need in a joint venture, you can let us know, and we can get it up on the toolbar so that we can help you to find those JV partners and people that you can work with. And I promised Karen, and I'm committed to this, that at JV Alert Live, I will meet with as many people as I can to help facilitate those connections. I recently worked with Stephanie Frank, who's going to be one of the speakers at JV Alert Live. And Stephanie's an expert at a number of different things, but I think the biggest thing she's an expert at is that she really understands people and personalities, and she can show you how to better communicate with people and how to better understand different types of people. Well, one of the things that she showed me was that my personality, like a part of who I am, my biggest, greatest skill is connecting people. I had no idea that that was really a part of who I am. And through some simple testing that she did, it showed her that that is my biggest, greatest skill. And I really want to use that skill to help everybody who attends JV Alert Live to facilitate those connections. So sometime this week, Ken, I really want us to get together and talk about what we can do and how I can help you make that a reality for every person that attends.
Absolutely. And there's so many people that are all working together, you know, to try and make sure that everybody that comes to JV Alert is just filled with success, that they meet the people that they want to meet. And we're doing a lot of that live at the event, too. We're blocking off some time where where early on you'll be able to network with people to make those key connections. And then throughout the weekend, you know, people like Gina and like Mark and Joyce are proactively working to make sure that those connections get made and make sure that you find exactly what you want to have. You know, I've had so many times, Gina, even at the last JV Alert event, you know, there were so many connections made, and we tried so hard to connect everybody together, and you still, on the very last day of the event, you see somebody look across the room and say, oh, my word, if I'd only known that you did that back then, and, you know, I need to tap into this right now. I need to see you, and we're walking out the door right now. Well, we're trying to make it as possible as we can to share those resources, to identify those up front. So we've got a whole survey that we're actually connecting people with up front to help identify exactly what joint ventures you want to create, what resources you need to find, and we're trying to put those resources together, not only on a large scale, but on a small scale. So whether you're just starting out or you're trying to become the next public offering out there, one way or another, we want to be able to touch you, to put you in contact with the people that are really going to be able to help you one way or another, because that's how we're successful.
My very favorite parts of JV Alert, any JV Alert, are always the Thursday night dinner, which is a networking dinner, happens way before JV Alert even gets underway on Friday morning, and the Monday morning networking breakfast. And I got to tell everybody that's listening, if you're coming to JV Alert, make sure you're there for the dinner and the Monday morning breakfast. Do not come in Thursday night and do not leave Sunday night. You will miss the most important parts of JV Alert.
Absolutely.
Because to me, the stuff that happens in between, the Friday to Sunday, if you're just coming to sit in the seminar room and listen, you're missing the best parts of JV Alert. The best parts are connecting with all those great people that are on the stage and all those great people in the audience.
Absolutely. And I tell people to get there on Wednesday. I myself will be getting in early on Wednesday morning. I'll be meeting with people and talking to people all day long on Wednesday. Then on Wednesday night we'll be going out and we'll go out to dinner like we always do. We have a time just to go and spend time before the event actually kicks off, to get to know each other before the event. And we're doing something a little bit special this time, and I'm not even sure that you know about this, Gina, but we've got up on the top floor there is a scenic overview that overlooks all of Washington, D.C. from this beautiful reception area up there. We've got a room up there that we're going to have a time to spend some time together up there on Thursday night, so that'll be exciting and special. And then, of course, we always, for people, before they take off on Monday morning, you definitely want to stay there Sunday night. Be sure you stay over and come to the networking breakfast, because that's the last chance. And to be honest with you, on Mondays are the biggest chances that I have personally to meet with people one-on-one, to spend some time with you, because as you can imagine, with 100-150 people at an event that would love to spend 30 minutes to an hour with me, and I would love to do that too. I am craving every single minute that I can with the people that I want to spend time with, which includes every single person at the event. But you know, it just doesn't add up very well. the truth of the matter is, you multiply that out, it's more than a weekend. But on Sunday mornings, that's a great opportunity, because as people take off and the crowds thin down, then you can identify those people that you really wanted to spend some time with, or you can spend time with me personally, and we get to have a nice conversation and spend some great time together. So plan that out in advance, you know, as you're doing this. Plan to get on the hot seat if you possibly can. Now, I will tell you, as far as hot seat opportunities, you do have to apply for the hot seat. It's not a big, long application process, but you have to let me know. You can just send an email to ken@jvalert.com and let me know that you want to be on the hot seat. Tell me what your project is. We can only pick a couple few hot seat projects, just because there's only that amount of time. But But think of the amount of publicity that you can get for your project. If you have a world-class project that you're working on that you want to get in front of people, this is an opportunity for every expert at the entire event to look at your project in detail. So it's like having, you know, 30 experts and being able to corner them for a half an hour to focus on nothing but your project. And if that wasn't invaluable enough, just think that you're adding to that all of the people in the audience who also have a huge depth of knowledge and ability and experience, and you get to capitalize on that. And then think about the fact that you can go to each one of those people who is now familiar with your project after you've done the hot seat, and you can talk to them in depth about your project. They already know what's happening with your project. They already know what your idea is. They already know the strengths and how they may be able to help. So that's a huge, huge opportunity, and so many times people miss it. And, of course, they're gone quickly because if you don't let me know right away that you're going to be there and that you want to have your project on the event, then those spots will be gone. So if you have an idea like that, get it out to me right now. Just send an email to ken@jvalert.com. We'll take a look. We'll put it through the JV Alert Live Inner Circle selects those projects, and hopefully you can get your project on the hot seat. Now, even if you can't get your project on the hot seat, this is still a huge opportunity, because how many times have you seen somebody else's project in examined in really, really tight detail and seen yourself in that project? You say, oh, I'm making that mistake too. Oh, I didn't realize that opportunity. I didn't realize that you could leverage that kind of a thing. Because when we see those practical examples of people doing real things in the real world, that identifies really, really carefully and really tightly with exactly what we're doing. So if you're paying attention, you definitely want to be there for the hot seats. Don't miss those. Don't be back. You know, usually they come right after lunch, so don't be late coming back from lunch, because that's one thing you don't want to miss for sure.
No, and so often I hear people say, oh, well, you know, I've got this idea for a project, but I can't get a one-hour presentation together, so I better not apply for the hot seat. Look, stop. Don't try to create a one-hour presentation. You don't have that kind of time. You've got to be able to bullet point it for us as the experts on that panel. We need maybe 5 to 10 minutes at most of the core components of your project idea.
Exactly.
Let us have the time to tear it apart and rebuild it for you. Don't take up the time with your presentation.
Yeah, exactly right. What you need to be able to do is clearly get your ideas out and put them on the hot seat so that people understand exactly what you're trying to do and identify the key questions that you want to have answered. Because with 30 experts on a panel or something like that, you know, they could give you hours and hours and hours worth of advice, and it would be all tremendous advice. But if you want them to focus in on exactly what you think the key problems are, the key things that you want to learn, then what you do is you identify those key questions that you want answered, let them know up front. So it's just a quick 5-minute kind of a thing to get your key project out there, to tell them what problems or opportunities you think you may have, and ask your key questions of the panel. Then I just tell people, shut up and listen, because if you already know about your project, you don't have to learn about your project. What you're there to do is to glean the wisdom of all those people that are there. And you can throw out the ideas. If you get back garbage ideas from some of the experts on the panel, you can throw those out if you don't like them for any reason. But sit there and take up that experience and all of those insights that people are giving you, because they'll be invaluable as you go ahead and launch your product.
And you were right when you said, you know, you can learn so much about your own project just by watching how we pick apart the other projects that are on the hot seat. We really try hard as experts to not just make comments that apply to this project, but to apply it to anybody's project. So it is an invaluable experience to just be able to hear all of that great wisdom that comes out of the experts. I mean, the people that are on this panel are people who are incredible. These are huge experiences that I don't think you can find in another room all at one time.
Yeah, these things are priceless. They really are. I mean, if you can imagine the wealth of wisdom that's available. I mean, everybody from people that have built $500 million companies to people who have built world-class websites. You know, my web designer built the website for the Democratic National Convention, just to give you an idea. So those kind of world-class sites, or Sprint, or any one of dozens of other places that I could mention, that expertise is sitting there right there in the room, and they can help you. And what's more, they're willing to help you. They're willing to help you. JV Alert Live is unique because of its intimate atmosphere. You're getting the same speakers that you would have at something like Big Seminar, but instead of 200 people being lined up waiting to talk to the speakers, what you have is an intimate kind of a relationship in which you can actually go out to dinner with these folks, where you can spend time into the wee hours of the morning, where you can sit on a couch and discuss your ideas with them one-on-one. And if you can have those kind of intimate relationships with some amazing, amazing people, then, it's hard to imagine that you cannot move ahead from where you are so fast in so many different ways. And I've talked to so many people time after time after time who have told me how they have come to the events and how it's changed their lives. And that's why I wrote the whole book, Impact. That's why I was able to do that, is through the experiences that I learned myself at JV Alert Live, and what was actually impacting people's lives and what was getting messages out to millions of people, so that we could do projects like the Speak Up, Save Lives project, which actually, got a message out to help teens who are at risk for suicide, to help prevent teen suicide across the globe. We got that message out to over 15.1 million people in a 30-day period, using the techniques and utilizing the people that we have that come to JV Alert, because that's the tremendous power that we have working together.
Wow, that's wonderful. So who are some of the people that are going to be at JV Alert Live? You and I are both going to be there. We know that. Who else?
It's an amazing group, and I blank out. You mentioned already, a number of the people that are going to be there, because you've done some actual work with Stephanie, for instance. And,
yes.
And tell us a little bit about Stephanie Frank, because you've had an experience with her.
Stephanie is one of the most amazing people I have ever met, and anyone who knows me knows that I haven't done a lot of coaching programs in my past where I'm actually going out and hiring a coach. Stephanie's one of a handful of coaches that I actually sought out because she is an efficiency expert. And my schedule was ridiculous. I was working 6 days a week. It was just awful. Stephanie helped to save me 52 hours a month, which in my calendar is next to impossible. I mean, that's like more than a whole week. In a matter of working with her for 2.5 days, I went from working 6 days a week, full call calendars from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., five of them, and at least 6 hours on the sixth day, to having only 3 days a week of calls, having a four-day weekend that I can either take off for four straight days or have two focused days of work. In the week after I worked with Stephanie, in one day, I got as much work done as I had gotten done in 5 weeks prior, just by what she showed me. Talk about incredible. Within the next 2 weeks, I got as much work done as I had gotten done in the prior 8 months. I mean, unbelievable. I worked with her, let me think, the last weekend of April. So what was that, the 26th, 27th, or 25th, 26th of April? We're talking exactly a month right now, right?
Yeah.
In 1 month, we have more than tripled what the business is doing in 1 month, just because of what Stephanie was able to show me.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? And that's just one person. She works tirelessly to really examine those principles behind success and peak performances, and she really leverages those principles to really have high impact change in the shortest amount of time and fewest number of steps with the least amount of effort. She's got a system for everything, I'll tell you.
Well, something that you don't even know yet is that Stephanie and I have just formed a joint venture along with Dr. Jill Amon-Wexler, a former attendee of JV Alert Live also, that will allow the three of us to combine our various systems, if you will, and our various teachings. Dr. Jill is one of the world's foremost brain researchers. She studies the connection between the brain and the body and how the brain and the mind can affect the body. What Stephanie really does is she takes that piece that Dr. Jill brings, the scientific side, and Stephanie teaches the application of it through systems. And I teach a very specific kind of application that helps you to grow your business. Well, we're combining the science, the application, and the business to create an amazing, amazing array of products. And we will be doing a ton of stuff together in the coming months. I am so excited about this, I can't begin to tell you. So Stephanie and I talk a couple times a week right now, just putting all of the plans together for how we're going to do that. Right. And in her own business, I think she's probably doubled in size in the same amount of time just because of that leverage that we gain working together. So yes. I'm really excited that she's going to be there to share everything that she's doing and teaching with the folks at JV Alert Live. So I know Stephanie's going to be there.
And Stephanie's just one of the amazing people that are going to be there. I mean, talk about people like Onyx Singhal, who is the CEO of Affiliate Classroom, just came off a huge launch that he just did with Mike Tolsame. You know, he's been around, you know, since 2001 or so, and, you know, he was one of Business Week's top 25 best young entrepreneurs in the U.S. for 2008. Just an amazing, amazing guy. If you really want to know how to build systems and how to build online teaching types of things, he does an amazing job at that. So Onyx,
neat guy. And the way that he's built Affiliate Classroom has just been amazing to watch.
Yeah, it really, really has. And he's just starting. I mean, that guy's got years and years and years of amazing stuff coming. You know, another guy that's going to be there, if you're interested at all in speaking, James Malinchak's going to be there.
I can't wait. I've not met him before. He's someone I've always wanted to connect with.
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing speaker. You know, he's appeared in USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, you know, several hundred other publications. He was a stockbroker with a major Wall Street investment firm, and he's got three businesses. He's authored 8 books and has read and researched over 1,500 books on personal and professional development. He's a contributing author, too, and serves as an associate editor for the number one New York Times bestselling book series, Chicken Soup for the Soul. If anybody's familiar with that, I doubt if anybody is, but
no,
somebody must know some of it. He's got 3 of his own personal stories published in the Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, Chicken Soup for the Kid Soul, and Chicken Soup for the Prisoner Soul. He's a co-author of an upcoming book, Chicken Soup for the Athlete Soul. And, he's an amazing, amazing speaker. He's delivered over 2,200 motivational presentations at conferences and meetings worldwide. And he's just an amazing, amazing guy. And then, you know, talk about a legend.
Before you go on to that legend, one of the people that I'm bringing with me as an attendee, who I'm pretty sure I'll be able to convince to join us on the panel, is a woman by the name of Sharon Wilson. Who's the founder of Coaching from Spirit, who's also got stories published in 2 Chicken Soup for the Soul books.
Yeah, yeah.
So she'll be there with me as well. So who's this legend?
Well, I was up in New York City. I told you that, when was it, last weekend or so? And I, for the first time, got to meet a guy by the name of Joel Bauer. Now, Joel Bauer is a mentor for a guy that we all know, called Dave Lacani. You remember Dave Lacani well, I'm sure.
I do, and I know Joel Bauer personally. So you have never met him before?
I had never gotten the chance to meet
him. Oh, what an incredible guy. Oh, man.
It was an amazing experience just to watch this person produce, because I'll tell you, you know, you talk about detail people, Joel goes beyond detail.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I mean, this guy is so structured, he makes me look like a total idiot. So, but he is so amazing. You know, he came up from a whole realm of, you know, through magic and through being a cruise director at a very, very, very young age. You know, in his teens, he was a cruise director on cruise ships, came from an entertainment kind of a background, really learned how to do, you know, what the circus barkers did, made a name for himself on the trade show circuit, in which he was gathering crowds of hundreds and hundreds of people at major trade shows all over the place. This guy knows how to persuade people like you just could not believe.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
master of persuasion,
science.
Right?
He's got it down to science, you know, everything, you know, from how, you know, how to arise, you know, how to arouse curiosity at your first point of contact, or how you can, you know, learn to persuade with people whether or not they want to be persuaded or not. He uses these things called transformation mechanisms, which are simple techniques that just fascinate you at the point of initial contact, and he's got a story and a technique and an illustration that really makes key points, and he can teach you to do this, to create your own transformation mechanisms right there live at the event.
Well, you know, even his business card is all about the art of persuasion. His business card is designed for maximum persuasive value.
Yeah.
And to hear him talk about how his business card was designed, and now his business cards are not cheap, guys. We're talking about $5 per card.
Yeah.
And that's what he hands out to people. But you got to see him to understand why it's worth $5 per card, because it really is worth every penny and then some.
Yeah, it really is. He's an amazing, amazing person. And then Milana Lezhinsky, who...
what a neat lady. I love Milana.
Yeah, isn't she incredible? She started a whole series of her own events and in which she helps people to, you know, discover their bliss and their passion and how to create, you know, seven-figure businesses that are built upon multiple streams of income to help them, you know, unlock profit centers and maximize their revenue streams. Really, she does this in an amazing way. She's got an amazing teenage son that I met at her last event. And, you know, she devotes a lot of time to her family and works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is a living example of, you know, you've heard of the 4-hour work week. Well, she does it. You know,
yes, she does. She's the coach's coach, really.
Yeah,
she coaches
incredible.
You on how to be more effective as a coach.
Yeah.
And the systems that she's created to help you be a more effective coach and make more money as a coach are just incredible. She's got some of the best tools for coaches I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to be there. David Preston's going to be there. I know you love David.
He's going to guest on this show.
Yeah, David is...
another one of my JV partners. In fact, David and I have something huge launching this week. I'm so excited about it. I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, guys, so you got to stay tuned for that. But watch, it's going to be good this week.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, he's really teaching people, you know, how to market to your local business community with, you know, automated client gathering systems, presentations, community involvement, teaching workshops, working with the government, nonprofit groups, outsourcing. Pretty incredible guy. Got to meet him at JV Alert, had him come down on the expert panel. Then he came to the Impact event. Now he's coming to make his first full presentation at a JV Alert live event. That's part of the family, and that's how those joint ventures happen. He's been all over the place. Now it's hard to book him at all because
it really
he's got so
is.
Much going on.
I was so blessed after the last JV Alert live. I had him come in and talk to some of my students, and these were people who were really struggling to make a buck in their business. And within 6 weeks, he took such a huge number of them from really struggling to really seeing success. Jennifer, you were in that class, weren't you?
Tina, I was not in that class, but I had only heard about it from others. And absolutely, what David does with people launches them quickly, and Right. Really does a great job connecting offline businesses with the online world. It's amazing.
Yeah, and he's got the whole thing down to a science.
Yeah.
That's the best part about it, is it's a whole complete system. He's going to show the whole thing from the stage at JV Alert Live, because he was telling me about it the other night. And, oh, wow, it's going to be a good presentation, Ken.
Yeah. You know, and he's got that secret weapon. His wife, Susan, is his secret weapon. She's going to be there. And she and Ron Davies are hooking up with some great projects. They just did a thing called TwitterMuscle.com, co-created with Susan. They're going to be up there and talking about that. You know, he's known for his no-bull, integrity-laden approach to business. And pretty amazing guy. Had a chance to spend some time with him at the Impact event. That was great. And
well, Susan and I have talked at length about Twitter Muscle, and boy, the stuff she and Ron are doing on Twitter is powerful.
Yeah.
She can show people how to make money on Twitter in their very first day using it.
Yeah. And you know, of course, we have our regulars, Frank Seuss, who we all know and love, you know, co-founder, software developer, affiliate marketer, and a mentor to so many people. You know, Traffic Geyser was one of his creations. He started one of the first SEO companies on the Internet. He's going to be there. Michael Angier is going to be there. He's the founder and CIO, Chief Inspiration Officer of Success Networks International. He's been around and working, we've been friends and colleagues for a long, long time now. Actually, Sterling Valentine and I, or Sterling and brought him and Michael and I together, and he's been coming to JV Alert Lives ever since.
Well, you know, it was really because of Michael that I even hooked up with Stephanie in the first place.
Yeah.
I was at Michael's event up in Vermont last September, and that's how I got connected to Stephanie. So I really have to thank Michael for that when I see him again. And, you know, Lewis Burleson's going to be with me at JV Alert Live this time.
Oh, fantastic.
So he's coming back into the fold. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Got to see him just a little bit at the Impact event. That was a great time. Shannon Cherry's going to be there. Brand new. She and Felicia did karaoke at the Impact event. Had a great time. Sharon is, you know, a former TV anchor and journalist. She's one of the top media experts and publicists in the world. She's gotten several people on Oprah, so she can't be doing too shabby, because that's not all that easy to do. So if you're looking to build your credibility as an expert in your field, or you want more visibility, then, or if you want free advertising, you know, that's the person to see. Shannon Cherry is going to be there. Of course, the legend Willie Crawford is going to be there, considered one of the pioneers of online marketing. Amazing, amazing guy. Dr. Ron Capps is going to be there, the niche prof. He has done some incredible things with Web 2.0 stuff. My old friends, Jane Mark and Phil Bastian, are going to be there. They've been around since the first JV Alert Live, and it's good to get a chance to see them. They were going to head down to the Impact event. Unfortunately, there was a swine flu warning, and they just had a wedding in Mexico City, so they didn't make Impact. But they are going to be there for JV Alert. I'm sure that
Well, let me tell you, Jane and Phil have some really good stuff. They are two people that every person coming to JV Alert Live needs to connect with. They do a lot with Frank Sousa, and they're two of the most down-to-earth people you ever wanted to meet. They do a radio show called The Joe and Mabel Show that's just a lot of fun, and they can really help to take these complicated, overwhelming concepts and really simplify them in a way that makes it really easy to understand. They're all about cutting through the bull and just get down to the basics and really take actionable steps to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And Phil, by the way, is a world-class copywriter. Most people don't know this, but he really came from, you know, an advertising background, worked with Ogilvy & Mather and in the big leagues of advertising. And we're doing a world-class copywriting panel live at JV Alert. We did that a year or so ago in Philadelphia. It was a great success. We had some pretty amazing people. We're
oh, you had some great copywriters there. Oh,
yeah.
That was incredible.
So Trevor Crook is coming down from, you know, of Australia fame. And he's actually, I haven't even announced this, so this will be a unique announcement for just your listeners for right now.
Nice.
But he's going to do a two-day lunch series on strictly copywriting. So if you want to learn how to do copywriting, we're going to do the whole lunch series, same speaker, 2 days in a row. You get to cover copywriting soup to nuts and get the soup and nuts with it. So definitely, you know, I haven't even put the page up yet to sign up, but the second that you do get the chance, because copywriting is one of those skills that you just have to have, and sometimes it's expensive to get people to do that. And even if you hire somebody, you want to make sure that you got, you know, that you know whether or not they know what they're doing. And the way that you do that is really get that core skill.
I've spent thousands of dollars on copywriters in the past, and every single time I have, I've ended up scrapping it and rewriting it myself because it just didn't work. Even though I spent thousands of dollars. So spending money does not guarantee good copy. You got to know this stuff because really is an art. And it's a very learnable art, but you got to know this stuff. Trevor's a great guy to learn it from.
Yeah, and so definitely sign up for the lunch series. I mean, all we do is basically cover the cost of two meals at a hotel, you know. So that's all we're trying to do is give you a chance to have a great meal and learn some extra material that you won't find anywhere else. This is, you know, workshop kind of stuff. This is actually teaching you how to do it stuff. So we think that'll be really, really valuable. Going to be some other great copywriters there. Vin Montella's going to be there. John Ritzkowitz going to be there. Those are world-class copywriters.
John's one of my dear friends. John and I did some stuff together last October. We did a number of calls together for one of his coaching programs. He's somebody that I really want to get on this show. And one of the best copywriters, John is all about the testing parts of copy. So not just writing good copy, but really testing good copy. And he's got some really cool tools that I know he's going to talk about because he's talked about them in the past when he's been on the World Copywriters panel. And those tools are things you're not going to find out about anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. And then another person that we haven't even talked about was Mark Borsma. Mark Borsma is a pretty incredible guy. You know, not from the online world so much as the offline world, although he's innovated a number of online techniques. He's an international author, speaker, president of Synergy Solutions, really working tightly with our whole group to create and facilitate joint ventures. You know, he's got degrees in finance management and marketing, so he's got an educational background. His firm went from one of the smallest firms in Illinois to one of the largest in the entire Midwest. And he's building a conglomerate now of 25 companies, each doing $60 million or more in business. So that's his goals. He's currently at 11 divisions, which will become the foundations of 25 companies. So that gives you an idea of the core of the type of people that we're working with. We're just going to have an amazing, amazing event. And, you know, if you aren't going to be there, you're going to miss out. And I don't want you to miss out.
you just
got to be there.
I think this JV Alert is probably one of the most affordable JV Alerts to attend that I have seen ever in all the JV Alerts that we've been to, Ken. The hotel is more affordable than it usually is, a lot more affordable.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. is a cheap airline ticket. I was looking into that for somebody else, and I was shocked at how inexpensive it is to fly into Washington, D.C. from just about anywhere.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right on the hotel information. If people want to get the hotel information, they can just go to jvalertlive.com/hotel. They do need to get those reduced rates in right away. So if you know you're going to JV Alert Live, definitely go to jvalertlive.com/hotel. Get the information on the hotel rooms right there. But very affordable. You know, the Impact event was at Disney World. That's not cheap, you know. We got some good rates there, but it's still expensive to go to a place like that. This is a great hotel, but we've been trying to really, really be aware of the fact that, you know, it costs a lot of money, you know, to to attend events, and so we want to help people as much as we can. So we really negotiated some really great rates for this event, and if you can possibly be there, then you need to be there for sure.
Well, we're actually thinking about getting a hotel room ourselves, which we absolutely never do, because the closest campground for us to park the bus at is like 50 miles away.
Yeah.
So I was calling the hotel, and I was really, really impressed that the rates were so reasonable. They normally are much higher, at least double the price, so good job on that.
Yeah.
And with that private room, that's going to make it great for networking on Thursday night. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and we still have our early bird special up for JV Alert Live, so people can actually come. They can save $602 off our regular price, and you get to bring a guest for free. So smart people team up, you know. I keep telling people over and over again that what you need to do is you need to work together. And if you can share motel rooms, if you can share tickets to the event, then that's a huge, huge plus. It can just make it a total no-brainer. So
let me give them a couple of links.
Yeah.
So to get registered for JV Alert Live, you want to go to www.askggg.com. That's askggg.com/JV Alert. Again, that's www.askggg.com/JV Alert. And there is still time if you do it before Sunday to get in on the JV Systems Workshop follow-up Q&A. You'll still get all the recordings to the JV Systems Workshop. And if you get in before Sunday, you will also get your ticket to JV Alert as well. And that you can get at www.theimuniversity.com/JV-Systems. Again, that's www.theimuniversity.com/JV-Systems. And what you're actually signing up for there is the JV Systems Miracle Workshop that I did last weekend. And you'll get all the recordings to that. Plus, you'll get access to this Sunday's live call. It's Sunday at noon Eastern. We're doing a different kind of call this weekend. Normally, I'm a follow-up to the workshops. I do a whole weekend workshop, about 20 hours worth of classroom time in a webinar. So the recordings are the video and the audio version. But this Sunday, it's not just a Q&A about what people learned 2 weeks ago. This Sunday is very different. What we're actually doing this Sunday is a combination of that follow-up Q&A, and we're doing a call to prepare people for JV Alert. So you can really figure out what you can do to maximize the opportunity you've got to be surrounded by these incredible people. What can you do to really network well, to really walk out of there with quality relationships that you can build and grow and turn into profitable joint ventures down the road? What kind of business card should you be bringing to JV Alert? Trust me, it's not just run to the corner of Kinko's and say, get me a thing with my name on it. There are some things you definitely want to do or not do on your business card to make it work. And that's what Sunday's call is all about. I really do not do that call ever. The only time I've done it in the past is with my apprentices who pay $6,000 to be a part of my course. So this is a really good opportunity for people who are kind of new to networking, who may not have had an opportunity to network with world-class individuals before, to figure out how to maximize that opportunity, Ken.
Absolutely. And the mindset that you go in with at the beginning of these events is huge. So
get
together with somebody like Gina, get that coaching, because she's been to almost every JV Alert Live we've ever had. So
I missed the first one, and I missed the one in San Diego, the last one in San Diego. But other than those two, I think I've been to them all.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Pretty incredible.
Yeah. So for somebody
Gina,
who wants...
Ken.
Yes, go ahead, Jennifer.
This is Jennifer. All right, I have been listening to both of you who are veteran JV Alert, of course, attendees, panel experts, and creator of this. Go back and forth, and I am so excited about this event. I've heard you describe in detail all the amazing people, what goes on there, but I am an absolute rookie, have never been to a JV Alert before, as probably a lot of your listeners, Gina, and I want to know from a rookie's point of view, what's my experience going to be like there, and how do I best prepare? Can you walk
That's
me through?
That's my next question for Ken. So good question, Jennifer.
All right.
All right. Well, number one, I think that you got to count on having no sleep.
Yeah,
no sleep.
That's the number one rule, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to miss out on anything. And, of course, the knowledge is there. You know, of course you have the experts there, and you have the people that are there. So what you need to do is first, as Gina's mentioned already, is make sure that you get there on Thursday so that you can be ready, you know, to go on Thursday night to meet people, because it'll be easy to meet people. It will be dead simple. If you come up to me and you tell me exactly the kind of people that you want to meet, I'll be happy to take you around and individually introduce you to everybody at the event.
Same here. I know almost all of
them. Yeah, exactly. Or people like Gina. Or we put you in the hands of Frank Sousa, and Frank Sousa will just take care of you forever. And so those kind of people are huge assets. And then what you want to do is you want to be aware, I think, as you go in there, that you know, everybody's there and everybody's got their own agendas, and everybody would like to, you know, have the focus on their projects and those kind of things. So just be respectful of everybody's time and be respectful of their energies, because if we're respectful of each other and we try to be accommodating, then people will really start to open up to us. Ask questions is huge, you know. People love to hear themselves talk, so a chance to do that, because you can learn so much more when you're listening than you can when you're talking. And, you know, hopefully at JV Alert, I'll be doing a heck of a lot more listening than I've been doing talking like I've been doing today. But that's how you learn things. Just ask those key questions. And, you know, Sterling Valentine's question for people always comes to play. I always use this as a great example. Sterling would tell people or ask people, basically, how can my project help you to achieve your goals? So how can what I'm doing today help you to achieve your goals? Because we all want to achieve our goals. We all are eager to meet people that want to help us achieve those goals and who actually do what they say they're going to do. So under promise, over deliver, and always do what you say you're going to do, and you'll always stand out in a crowd. I don't care how rich or powerful those people are, the fact is that people who actually do what they say they're going to do and follow through and proactively do what they say they're going to do are rare, really, really, really rare, like 1 in 1,000 people. And if you do just that and nothing else, you know, I say to people, if you want to do a joint venture and you can get a cup of coffee, you know, you can do a joint venture, because how many times have I been sitting at a JV Alert live event? I can't even go out for a cup of coffee or grab something to eat because there's just not enough time in the day. And somebody will come up to me and they'll say, here's a sandwich, Ken. I know you didn't have a chance to get out for lunch today. Just thought that maybe I could give you this sandwich. And you know what? You remember those people that make a difference like that.
And the same thing with coffee.
It's about... So not only stocking up on our own coffee and Esther C, but, yeah, getting there and really looking out. You guys started the show out talking once again about looking how can you serve other people. So it's not about showing up and giving your 30-second spiel of, hey, this is my project. You want to be a JV? Hey, this is my project. You want to be a JV? Really, I love Sterling's question. How can my project help you to achieve your goals? What an interesting way of integrating both. How can I serve you and, hey, by the way, this is what I'm doing. Really,
you would come away from JV Live with more opportunities if you never once explained your project to anyone than if you did.
And I can say from firsthand experience with Sterling, that's exactly what he did. He went to the very first JV Alert Live event. And he didn't say anything about himself or his background or what he did or what his objectives were. All he was doing was asking other people about their projects. And not only just asking them about their projects, but proactively trying to help them with their projects. You know, just as an event promoter, Sterling came to my event, and instead of complaining, you know, that it got a little bit too cold at one point or that it was getting stuffy, he would come up to me and he would say, "Is it all right with you if I go to the hotel staff and ask them to crank down the thing?" Not complaining to me, but saying proactively, "Can I help make this happen?" And then, you know, when a group of us wanted to go out to dinner, he would say something like, "Can I call down to the hotel and make the reservation for you? Can I take care of that for you?" And, you know, by the end of the event, people were swarmed around Sterling because of the fact that he was so interested in them. And it was not just the big-name people that were there. There were big-name people that were at the event, but he did that with every single person. Because so many times the most powerful people in the room are the people that are sitting in the back not saying a single thing, that you don't even notice, nobody else seems to notice either. And if you talk to anybody, I dare you to find anybody in the entire world that doesn't have an amazing story, an amazing background, amazing experiences, that they've lived more than 2 or 3 months on the earth, then they've got amazing values that they can share with you. And so take that challenge. Get to know the people that other people aren't talking to, because you can find treasures.
One mistake I see people make when they go to seminars, and I see it a lot at JV Alert too, is they befriend someone the first day. Maybe they were checking into their hotel room and they got to talking to the guy that was standing behind them in line or something, and they hang out with that same person the entire weekend. Make it a goal of yours to get through the entire weekend without sitting next to the same person twice. There are so many different people to connect with at JV Alert Live. You can't possibly connect with all of them. So make a point of sitting next to someone different at every meal, at every section of the event, the whole weekend long. Try to at least get talking to, even if it's just for a few minutes, as many people as possible, because those people that you end up walking out Sunday or Monday going, "Oh, shoot, I wish I would have connected with that person. I didn't know that he did that." You can find them early on if you make it a point to go through and figure out what everybody is all about and what's in it for them. Why are they here? What are they trying to achieve? And how can you help them get what they want? So that later on, down the road, after you leave JV Alert, you can worry about getting what you want, too.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So now, what kind of preparation, then, somebody who's never been to JV Alert before, do they need to do in order to be best prepared to take the best possible advantage of JV Alert? We've got, 3 weeks, give or take, until the event, a little less than that. And do we have our ideas in place? Do we need to have our contacts, our websites? What do people need to have in place so they can really, really focus in on and get all they can get out of JV Alert?
You want me to tackle this one, Ken?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You need to have a clearly defined passion. What is your passion? And if you can come up with what mission are you on, as opposed to what business are you in, you will get a lot further. You don't need a website. You don't need traffic. You don't need a list. You need to know, this is the mission that I'm on, or this is the goal that I have. One of those two will work. What is your big outcome down the road? What do you want to do, and how do you want to serve people? And then I would sit down, and before I got to JV Alert, I would think about the kind of assets that you're going to need to achieve that goal or fulfill that mission. Kind of jot them down on paper so that you've got an idea of the kinds of things that can help you to grow your business. And come up with 3 key questions that you want to walk away from JV Alert having answers to that will really help you get your business moving in the right direction. And you might even consider making one of those questions, "Tell me what it is that I don't know that I should know." So my 3 questions would be, 1, how can I be of service to you? 2, how can I tell me the things that I don't know that I should know that are important for growing my business? And then the other really biggie is, tell me what your mission is. I would ask those three questions of every person that I met. I would try to come up with three questions that you can ask everybody you meet and keep a little notebook handy so that you can start jotting notes down while you're at JV Alert. Short of that and a business card, and like I said, Sunday I'll tell you some of my really great suggestions for what to do with your business cards that will really blow your mind. I think that's probably the best preparation you can have for JV Alert. What would you add, Ken?
Well, yeah, I think that's great. You know, all we really need to do is to bring ourselves, because when it all comes down to it, it's really about the people. What you're trying to do at something like JV Alert Live is to develop real relationships with real people. If you can do that, if you can connect on a human level, you know, it doesn't have to be a business level. It can be a human level. We're all people with human beings, and in many cases, you know, the things that are most important to us don't even enter into our business life. You know, our children or the things that we care passionately about that may not even affect our bottom line. But those are ways to make connections with people and to develop those real relationships. And that's what lasts a lifetime, and that's what's priceless, because, you know, we can all come in. So many people, when they think of a joint venture, they think, you know, I'll get this person who has a big list to promote my product, and then I'll get lots of money in. But that's short-range thinking. You know, real relationships build real businesses together. Maybe the next joint venture that you do will be something like the joint venture that Frank Sousa did when he put together Traffic Geyser with a guy that came to JV Alert. You know, and they sat down and they talked on a couch and they basically said, you know, what if we did this together? And they created something out of scratch that I'm sure that neither one of them, when they first came to the event, were even dreaming of doing anything like that. But the synergy of putting those two people in the same place created something like Traffic Geyser, which will go on to do millions and millions worth of business. So those kind of ideas and those kind of relationships are the things that you want to be thinking of. Try and think outside of the box. Don't just think of all of the standard kinds of things. You know, the next big thing hasn't even been imagined yet. You know, so that means the horizon is wide opening, and all you have to do is expand your mind to meet it. And there are so many people from so many different arenas. So many times, you know, we can take ideas from one arena and put it into a new arena, and you have a whole new profit center pop up all around it. You know, I've talked to people in the publishing industry who thought that, you know, all that they needed to do was go out and be really successful as an author and have a book or a television show, and they had no idea about information products and the fact that they could have been making millions and millions of dollars off of those information products with the resources that they already had in their back hip pocket. And so when we expand our minds, when we really listen, more than anything else, I would encourage you to come to JV Alert Live to make real connections, to connect with real people, to establish those deep relationships that will last, and to listen to other people, because that's when you're learning, that's when you're growing, that's when you're developing things that will last a lifetime.
I would agree with
so
that.
Powerful. I really appreciate and respect that you said developing real relationships with real people, because, you know, Ken, I'm looking at some of your past JV Alerts, and I see some of the people who've been on just recent panel, your panel of experts, and I know that some of those people a year ago or 2 years ago were absolutely brand new. Nobody knew them. But
yeah,
because of the relationships they developed at JV Alert and perhaps other places as well, they are now these who's who of internet marketing or something outside the box, and it's amazing to see that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've been privileged to see that over and over and over again. I mean, when people are just starting out and there's a whole new generation of online marketers and they're coming together as a result of being part of the family at JV Alert Live. You know, so many times we think that the people who we think are on the top right now have been around forever. But, you know, I remember back when Mike Vilsaine, for instance, came to JV Alert, and he was still selling cars, you know. So,
well, we've only got about 90 seconds left,
yep,
guys. So I want to say thank you so much to Ken for being here today. I can't wait to connect with you at JV Alert Live. Again, for those who want to get So ticket, while it's still on the early bird special, it's www.askggg.com/JV alert. Or you can get your tickets to the JV Systems Workshop for this Sunday's special call at www.theimuniversity.com/JV-systems. And I promised I was going to make an announcement on this call. So for those of you who didn't catch it earlier in the show, where I started talking about this wonderful new toolbar, the toolbar launches today. And you can get that inside of the 30-Day IM Challenge at www.30dayimchallenge.com. I am so excited about this toolbar, Ken, and all of the possibilities that it has. It's so much more than just joint ventures. It will truly become your favorite tool because it does so many different things to help you grow your business. So I can't wait to share that with everybody. And I will see everyone at JV Alert Live in just a couple weeks. Thanks again,
soon.
Ken and Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.